cancel culture, a social attitude that facilitates the unanimous agreement amongst multiple people that somebody is worthy of hate and slander due to controversial behaviors they have engaged in. Cancel culture, political correctness, and fascism are siblings of the same family, bondage. In Christianity and the America that it formed, there was the recognition of its immorality and the danger that this ideological family presents. And so the fact that God, not man, gave us our inalienable rights was foundational to the formation of government that they established. Freedom, responsibility, and accountability are mainstays of the American Republic. Freedom means you can say and do what you want. Responsibility means that you use your freedom judiciously. Accountability means that you take the consequences of exercising your freedom. I would never say or do that. Not in my family. Not in my church. Not in my community. Not in my state. Not in my country. As you move from the individual position to the national position, we see that there's no clear point at which we go from exercising our freedom to enforcing bondage. And this is where the concept of tolerance has value. We must always be tolerant of the rebel's ideas and his freedom to speak, but we do not have to give him equal time. Good ideas will thrive. Bad ideas will die. But this is only true when there is balanced, free discourse. A bad idea, like a lie, can be made to be good or true if it is pounded into the ears of the ignorant. A good idea, like the truth, will never surface or gain ground if it is stifled. So, freedom and bondage are enemies in a constant struggle for supremacy in every area of our lives. Does it matter who wins? Yes. If bondage wins, there can be no peaceful change. If freedom wins, there is room for nonviolent change. Our founding fathers were wise enough to provide a government whose foundation is freedom, and they put power in the people to effect change peacefully.